Temperatures outside may be dropping, but inside the Mount Edgecombe High School Aquatic Center, it's pleasantly balmy. Students are doing laps back and forth across the big glistening pool. A couple of teens are taking turns on the diving board. No one's using the water slide or the aqua blue climbing wall right now. This is class time, not open swim. After about an hour, the students get out of the water to dry off in the locker room. Sophomore Linnea Chase started taking classes at the Aquatic Center last semester. I asked her what her strongest stroke is.
I think mine would be the breaststroke, but then at the same time, I am getting better at doing a mermaid underwater.
Chase is from Bethel. She says there's a pool there and they offer lessons sometimes, but she also notes the reason this pool was built. Many Mount Edgecombe students don't have a place to learn to swim in their hometowns. Often remote villages, any nearby waters are likely fast-moving and cold.
Yeah, most of the time there are a lot of boats passing, so yeah, sometimes it's not safe.
It's only the second semester this pool has been open to students, and it may be the last because state budget cuts are forcing the pool to fully close.
We opened up to the kiddos in January, and we're doing great and actually had swim lessons in place that were just going phenomenal. And so I really didn't anticipate. I knew there was a chance. Came in July 1st, no emails, nothing. I'm like, yay, we made it.
Shelley Dunn is the pool manager. She used to manage the Blatchley Pool, and she was thrilled with the opportunity to run the new aquatic center. She says the warmer salt water at the aquatic center is good for those who use the pool for therapy, like babies and the elderly, while the colder freshwater pool at Blatchley is good for trainings for the troopers and the Coast Guard. Dunn had already begun hosting some of those programs on July 1st when she got the call.
And I think it was around 7:30, and a swimmer was coming in who does therapy and was just going to be in the pool for half an hour, and I was informed at that point that I could no longer take money. They didn't close the pool. They took away my authority to take receipt. So I can't stay open if I'm not taking in money to pay the people to be here.
Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed the pool's receipt authority, around $250,000. So even if Dunn had the staff to open the pool, she can't earn the revenue needed to operate it. The pool was funded as part of a statewide bond package approved by voters in 2010. The legislature later appropriated an additional $6 million to complete the $26 million project. The estimated annual cost to operate the pool was around $650,000. Dunn says that revenues were never expected to cover that entire amount.
With funding, I was supposed to at least try to meet half of that, if not a little bit better. I think we could have done that. I do think we could have done that. We are definitely building momentum. At this point, it's hard to keep the community involved. I'm losing interest, honestly, and that's not the place I want to be.
They hoped in the second round of budget vetoes, some funds would be restored, but the pool wasn't so lucky.
So at that time, we made a decision to close the pool and just have it open for Edgecombe kids to try to get them at least through one more semester. And so we've been treading water ever since.
Senator Bert Stedman has been focused on getting an aquatic center for Mount Edgecombe High School students for at least a decade, and he thinks the receipt authority is chump change compared to the numerous other projects from the 2010 bond package that were completed in other parts of the state.
Why would rural Alaska support Rail Belt's desire to issue general obligation bonds statewide when all they do is get crapped on by their projects when it comes to minuscule appropriation amounts in comparison to what is going into the rail belt. $250,000 of receipt authority is a joke compared to $5.2 million in cash.
Stedman says he's going to keep working with the Department of Education to try to find a way to get receipt authority and circumvent the cut.
If that's available and workable, that'd be great. If not, then we're just, I'm stuck in the mud until the next legislative process starts in January. But the pool will be front and center again in January, I can assure you.
But even if the pool is shuttered, it could still cost the state money going forward. Dunn says ongoing maintenance is a must. The pool can't be emptied for longer than is typically required for maintenance because the new plaster must remain hydrated or it could crack and need to be repaired or even replaced.
They can't just empty it. It voids all warranty. It would be garbage at that point. The water's got to stay in and it's got to stay at a certain temperature. So I don't know how they're going to pay for that.
Requests for comment from the governor's office were not returned. The line item in the state's budget says the facility's property disposal report recommends to sell or transfer the center. But who would they sell it to? The city? Faced with its own budget crisis in City Hall and the school district, buying a pool isn't likely on Sitka's radar right now. Dunn says an aquatic center wasn't really on the radar for students years ago when the project was first funded. Then it was built and it became critical. She remembers in the spring she was teaching a lifeguarding class, the biggest class she'd ever taught, and one day she had to cancel. Dunn offered an apology to her students for the cancellation, which was declined.
And he's like, "You don't need to apologize. You can't. We've got a pool. There's nothing you can do to make us feel sad about that." No, they don't. So, you know, I personally feel like it was kind of forced on them a little bit. And now they love it. Now it's being taken away. That's brutal. In my opinion, that is absolutely brutal.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.